It was meant to be a difficult challenge. Teams of hackers and mathematicians entered a computer tournament based on the work of Robert Axelrod, an American political scientist, on cooperation through evolution. Difficult challenges were meant to be complex, and so the solutions to the challenge were expected to be long and complicated. To everyone's surprise, the winning entry was just four lines of code from a professor of psychology, Anatole Rapoport. Every line contained one rule, and those four rules were remarkably effective at encouraging cooperation. They followed a strategy called tit-for-tat, where the player will cooperate or punish in direct response to the opponent's previous action. The past matters, but only the immediate past. It doesn't matter what has happened the move before or the move before that, because the player forgives the past. The only action that matters is the one that's just been completed. And as a result, it will always pay the opponent to cooperate, regardless of previous history of punishments. The first rule, to Rapoport's entry, was that unless provoked, the player will always cooperate. The second rule, if provoked, the player will retaliate. The third rule, the player is quick to forgive. And the fourth rule, the player has a good chance of competing against the same opponent more than once. Anatole was an anti-war, active pro-peace container. He created his solution to the computer challenge to demonstrate simple ways in which players could learn to embrace cooperation rather than conflict. His experience in the Second World War led him to dedicate his working life to establishing the legitimacy of peace studies. He aimed to kill the institution of war by showing the benefits of cooperation patterns. In the transition from prison to presidency, Mandela demonstrated the forgiveness part of this tit-for-tat strategy. By putting the past behind him, he was able to deal with his opponents on the basis of what they did, rather than what they had done in the past. De Klerk responded in a similar way when he released Mandela for jail. He worked on the basis of what had just happened, the previous move. He freed up his actions. Many researchers feel these simple rules of niceness, provocability, transparency, and forgiveness may provide clues into how human societies work cooperatively. In healthy societies, people learn quickly to work with someone on the basis of the most recent events. Bad behaviour is punished consistently in a proportionate way before starting afresh. It is not the punishment that's so interesting in the game, it's the way that forgiveness resets the game that is particularly instructive. Without forgiveness, the game must continue as a round of punishments, and in the real world, those punishments would probably increase over time. To forgive is a rule operating out of step that allows the game to change. Successful adaptation relies on cooperation just as much as competition. There's generally more to winning cooperating than competing. This is particularly so if competition is destructive, since it removes value from the game being played. You win, but you lose. The best long-term adaptation is to find a way of working together, again, regardless of previous actions. Human culture has this forgiveness built in at some level, and in some people. We seem to have evolved the ability to be nice, even when it does not serve our short-term benefit. Where it works, inherited cultural memory is able to look into the future by relying on very long-term experience of the past. It tells most people, most of the time, that some give and take are necessary to avoid slipping into bloody, vengeful hell on earth.